Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back into the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2. By the way, guys, thanks for making this the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks across the country. We're broadcasting into 133 cities. As a matter of fact, we're broadcasting right out of Mount Pleasant, where we actually have one of our towers. So with that said, thank you for joining us for Hour 2. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're highlighting what the last administration did on the way out of the People's White House. Now, of course, we have all of these ignorant individuals that want to try to justify the unjustifiable. The way to judge men is to judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And the fact of the matter is these people are not judging them by their fruit. They're judging them by how much they like them. And the sad fact of the matter is Jesus Christ is the standard, not reprobate man. So if I'm raining on your parade here through the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, starting in verse 8, I'm doing my job. But I'm also here to tell you, as you top chatters right now are saying you're an anti-Trump outlet. I want to tell you something. I'm not anti anybody, but I'll tell you this. I'm not anti Trump. Trump's anti American. You don't steal money from taxpayers, promise them that you'll make America great again, and then take their tax dollars, then illegally reallocate those monies to foreign enemies that mean to destroy America. That's exactly what Donald Trump did. If you didn't hear that, listen to Hour 1. It's easily accessible. You can find us. And by the way, I also want to say, hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth. The fact of the matter is when you're saying that out of your ignorance, you don't realize that you're the one that's doing the hating against the truth. Because when you look up the word offend, because you're offensive to me, offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. And if his laws are written upon your heart and your mind, you're going to be offended by the things that he does as well. And furthermore, you're not to be a Democrat because it's unconstitutional. You're not to be a Republican because it's unconstitutional. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. You should be a Christocrat. And the sad fact of the matter is how many people profess to be Christians, and yet they support this man that does everything to support anti-Christ. It's what's happening. Did you know that in Leviticus 19:17, it tells us that you're not supposed to hate your brother in your heart? Listen, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not allow sin upon him. That's what love does, not hate. Okay? And when you go to 2 Chronicles 19:10, what does it tell us? And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them. Warning men is because you love that they trespass not against the Lord. That's why you repent before God, not before man. Acts 20:21. But let me finish this. 2 Chronicles 19:10. You're to judge between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments. You shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. That's what I'm doing. All of you people out there that are pointing the finger of accusation at me for telling you the truth, you better understand I may be the last person that tells you the truth that you don't want to hear. you better understand that your blood is off of my hands, because I am faithfully warning you. I am faithfully blowing the trumpet to awaken you in these times. And if the judgments of God have not done this thus far, oh my goodness, what must men do? What must men or the Lord do to awaken you? Remember the man that was in hell that wanted to get out of hell, right? And what did the Lord say to him? He said, listen, they have Moses and the prophets. If they won't be, if they don't want to hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. You better put this into perspective, friends, because people are so biblically illiterate and constitutionally illiterate in this country, they're scary, to say the least. They're scary people. Now, friends, I want to get over to this, and I'm just letting the phone calls begin to aggrandize right now. And then I'll take them in just a couple minutes. But I just highlighted the fact that this administration recently left. Recently left the People's White House, and then he funded your enemies on the way out. Well, on top of this, the Business Insider just reported that Donald Trump just issued 73 pardons and 70 commutations and a final wave of executive clemency grants before leaving office. Okay? President Donald Trump issued a clemency list Tuesday as one of his final actions in office. Trump was criticized, listen carefully, he broke the law again. Trump was criticized for bypassing the DOJ review process covering who gets executive clemency, pardon. Steve Bannon, listen carefully, Lil Wayne, Elliot Brody, these were among the names on the list. Oh, but friends, just wait until the end of the hour to see who is not granted pardon. It's going to make you angry. President Donald Trump issued more than 140 pardons and commutations last Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning as one of his final acts of defiance to the American people in office. The Washington Post reported that Trump and close aides, including his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, drew up the list during a Sunday meeting in the Oval Office. The New York Times reported that Ivanka Trump sent the final list to the White House counsel's office for approval, and that the Justice Department's Pardon Office, which typically reviews who is granted executive clemency, was not included in the process. That's a prime example of an individual operating out of his scope of authority, and it's exactly what Donald Trump did again. Why? Because he's doing what the American people are letting him get away with. I'm going to go ahead and say Cody from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, good afternoon, Bradley. I've been trying to promote an idea of some nonviolent solution to all these, this treason and all these problems. And I think we need to close down Congress with a constitutional amendment, get all these state legislators to close down Congress and bring the power back to the federal lawmaking to the states. That would be a solution that doesn't, we don't have to go to corrupt voting, you know, polls and all that. The state legislatures both have a constitutional convention, and that way you'd have more representation, 10 or 20,000 legislators, you know, in the states, and they can do it all teleconferencing. And
right. Cody, you know what strikes me during this conversation with that idea? Isn't it amazing how the government has browbeating the American people to suffer the abuses all the more? And if you dare stand up against their transgressions, then they're going to label you as a domestic terrorist. I mean, this is insanity. We're going to take a quick break. I'll hold you over to the other side, Cody. Hang on with me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I'm just paying attention to Top Chat right now, and I just want to let everybody know, friends, that Donald Trump will be back, said some of our Trumpites online right now. You people are seriously deceived. You people are seriously scary. You really are. You still haven't understood that our forefathers, when establishing this country, were flying the flags, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven, not appeal to our favorite reprobate politician. You're fools for your pains is what you people are, some of you. The fact of the matter is you better wake up for your children's sake because nobody's going to make the choice for you to do the right thing. I'm just giving you the proper information so you can make the right choice. Take it or leave it, chew the meat, spit up the bones. But I'm also here to tell you to cross-check everything I'm telling you because I know it's true, okay? Yeah, I know. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, it's just insane, some of these people here. Let's go back to Cody in Illinois. Cody, you were saying, my friend?
Yeah, I didn't have too much other than to urge everybody to seriously look at, you know, calling their legislators and, you know, pushing for a constitutional amendment, you know, with, you know, the word of let's close Congress. And that lawmaking can be brought closer to home with the state legislators making the federal laws. It'll be a lot harder to organize it, so there'll be a lot less laws passed. They'll have to be a lot shorter than 5,500 pages, I can imagine. Maybe not. It's one idea I'm looking at, because it's the way this thing is going, there's going to, you know, either secession, constitutional amendment, or violence. I mean, it's kind of a bad situation the country's in.
Well, hopefully,
Biden just off.
Yeah, hopefully if we get that far, Cody, I love hearing from you, brother. Keep thinking, okay? And let's get the resolve. Let's get the resolve. We'll do this thing one way or another because I believe by the grace of God we're going to get to the other side of this. We got Don calling from California. Welcome to Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for all you guys do and all the research and your love for our country. like we should have with the word. And I thank you that you tell the people that they're illiterate in the Bible and encouraging them to know what God says and not go from what everybody tells them. But what I heard, I live in California, is their plan is what they did to our state here, they're planning to do it to all the states nationwide.
Of course.
And that's
yeah, they
scary.
Say whatever.
Oh,
yeah,
we
they
need
say,
to do
Don.
That. That's all
yeah,
I want.
Yeah, Don, they say. Okay, I appreciate that. They say that whatever starts in California, and if it's tolerated in California, it's going to go to the rest of the country. The fact of the matter is we need to quit living our lives, friends, waiting for their next move. And we need to start living our lives where the enemies fear what we do rather than what we fear that they're doing. Do you understand? 330 million people, 86% that call themselves Christians. It's time for us to wake up here and take action, okay? You can only say it for so long, friends, before there's no more warning time left. And that is the mercy of God. We got Tracy calling from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, good to talk to you again. Just wanted to double up on what you're saying. Idolatry is the issue. I mean, above and, you know, repentance, of course, we need to be able to see where we're at in this whole ridiculous scheme of politics, because it's not political. This is not right or left. Like you've said, you cannot fix a spiritual problem with a political solution. It doesn't work.
That's right.
And there is absolutely no way until we start checking ourselves, all these Trumpers out there, all these Bideners out there, everybody who wants to put a face to their idolatry really needs to just stop for a second, step back, get out of the emotion of it, because that's what it's been doing. It's been stirring up crazy emotions in people. Step back and ask the Lord, what is your will for my life? And be willing to, like, totally surrender. Folks don't want to surrender their will. They want what they want. They aren't willing to admit that they're wrong. They aren't willing to admit that they're idolaters. They're not willing to admit that they're sinful. And so you're saying the judgment of God is falling. Amen. And do we not deserve this judgment? I'm a sinner all the more, and I absolutely deserve judgment. But by his grace, I walk in faith day to day, and I speak the truth, and I profess repent. Repent because the time is coming. The time is short. We're at the 11th hour, and people don't want to wake up. They're cast upon this great delusion by none other than God himself, because as you said, and I totally agree, judgment is now. So we've got to stop playing the politics game. It's time. We're done. There is no more right or left. There never was. It was an illusion. It is time to
Amen.
Follow Lord Jesus Christ and follow him wholeheartedly.
Amen. I appreciate you, Tracy. I wanted to respond really quick off air because I got to take some more calls here. But again, love hearing from you. It's interesting that Martin Luther said, if any man ascribes anything of salvation, even the very least to the free will of man, he knows nothing of grace and he has not learned Jesus Christ rightly. Martin Luther said it. Charles Spurgeon said it. Matter of fact, Spurgeon even said free will carried many a soul to hell, but never a soul to heaven. Here's free will for you, friends, okay? Let's go to Deuteronomy 30:19 for a moment. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings, therefore choose life. There's your free will, right? Choose one or the other. Do you want to call that free will all that you want to? I'll tell you what, you better get it right, friends. You better get it right, because we only have one choice. And the fact of the matter is people don't understand the political games used by the enemies within, that presidents are selected. They are not elected. We knew this back in the 1930s under that of President Roosevelt. And when are the American people going to wake up to it? They're caught up into what I've highlighted so many different times by George Orwell, who said there's a language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. When you're talking about Donald Trump and you're talking about Joe Biden, the only options that were given you by the mainstream media and the six corporations that own them and their useful idiots, it's interesting. We didn't hear a word from the 1,162 other options that were out there. And why didn't you hear from them? Because they didn't want you to hear from them, which only further solidifies and affirms my point. These are both players in the circus of politics. They win, you lose. They win, you lose. Now it's time to get our eyes fixed on the Lord so we can turn around and say, now you lose, and for the right reasons. We got Nick calling in from Kentucky. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, sir. I say that we don't have a government. We have godless tyrants. And how do we keep our freedom and our country? We pray to God and follow God, but what is it going to take?
Well, I can tell you right now, the first thing that just came to my aid was nothing short of Scripture once again, and I thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us in Psalm 11, verse 3, what does it say? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, it tells us in verse 4, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord hasn't moved. He's not moved by what's going on here. He said the Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, the Bible says that his soul hateth. You know, far be it from me to preach the word of God, but I'll tell you what, that is in stark contrast to what we're hearing the hirelings in the pulpit preach today. He said, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. And notice the promise again, my friend, Nick from Kentucky. Notice the promise falls on the behest of the righteous. And yet you have people that call themselves Christians in this country that are afraid of what the bad guys are doing when the Lord's saying, if I'm on your side, the bad guys better worry about what I'm doing to them. We better be in this scriptural context. So that's what comes to my aid. He's not moved. He's not swayed by what's taking place here. This is just simply history repeating itself. And the Lord's saying to America right now in Jeremiah 6:16 to go back to the old path. And no matter how hard the judgments fall upon this country, they keep going the wrong direction, my friend. They keep going the wrong direction.
Yes, sir.
So we have to make the call, and we have to make the choice. I'll give you the last 10 seconds.
Just keep praying and know that God is going to lead us.
Amen. Amen. Well, I appreciate you, Nick, from Kentucky. Folks, we're going to take a quick break again. We got much more to cover. I'm going to get to the names of those that were pardoned by Donald Trump on his way out. And I'm going to also share with you the names of those that weren't granted clemency. And this is what's going to make you angry. And what it shows you, apparently, this is how you make America great again, is you grant clemency to political prisoners. I'm sorry, not political prisoners. The corrupt in politics, you see him grant clemency to tax evaders and felons and drug dealers even. But when it comes to the righteous, who did he grant clemency to? He forgot all about him, didn't he? And apparently, again, this is apparently how you make America great again, friends. How deceived America you are. And I pray, God, that he open your eyes and turn men from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting you godly repentance. Well, you still have time to make the choice. Because, friends, we're not promised tomorrow. The fact of the matter is, we are in some dangerous times, but we're also in times of great opportunity.
Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is hoping to help administer more than 100 million coronavirus vaccinations within President Biden's first 100 days in office. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedman tells Fox that while vaccinations may not drive down overall cases, it will save people's lives.
It may drive death rates down, especially if we can vaccinate more people in nursing homes and people over the age of 65. Those are the individuals who account for, in the case of nursing homes, about 40% of deaths, over 65, 80% of deaths.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is now reassuring people that the vaccine is safe.
I'm going to take the vaccine. There's no politics here. My mother and my daughters, I would not let take the vaccine unless I believed it was safe. It is safe.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden is off to a busy start since he took office. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
In his first 3 days, Biden has signed 30 executive orders, including two yesterday on COVID relief and the minimum wage for federal workers. 17 of his orders coming on his first day in office Wednesday, 8 of those reversing actions by President Trump. Those reversals include halting construction of the border wall and other immigration policies. Biden also orders a stop to the Keystone XL oil pipeline, re-enters the Paris Climate Accord, and the World Health Organization. 16 of the orders are connected to the pandemic. Those include asking all Americans to wear masks for 100 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
National Guard troops that had been stationed in Washington, D.C. since the Capitol riot on January 6th are now heading back home after several governors asked for their return. Some 26,000 troops from 50 states and 3 territories provided support for the presidential inauguration. Just over 10,000 of them will remain on duty in Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top right. There's a GCN link. We're broadcasting into 133 cities right now, not just on social media platforms, so you understand. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also go to the right side of the page. Join us on the social media platform in which we have there. Join us on Top Chat. Also go to beforeitsnews.com. Same thing there. We're up on the top left side of the page. And go ahead and click onto it and join us on Top Chat. Phone calls are open. We got about a half hour left of today's show. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to relay a message someone just gave me. We have almost 1,000 comments on one platform right now, and I'm literally just watching them drop. And one person said, well, you're saying that it's wrong for us to support Trump. No, I'm not. When Donald Trump does the right thing or the president does the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand for him and with him. But the fact of the matter is, if they do the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against them. That's the problem you're having. You stand behind him regardless. You don't understand that we are supposed to be a principled people. We're not supposed to show favor. God is not a respecter of persons, period. And furthermore, the problem, again, that you're having is that you're putting in the place of Jesus Christ in his word, Donald Trump in his word. And in fact, you're standing against the word of God when you're trying to justify the words of Donald Trump. He's a reprobate. He's a liar, period. I've done 1,000 shows showing you the fruit on the branches of this corrupt administration. And what you were afraid of Joe Biden doing to you, now he has the opportunity to do it because Donald Trump failed to prosecute him as he promised that he would, right? Right? Come on. You can say it, Trump. I just spit it out. Come on, you're a big boy. You're a big girl. You can admit the truth here, right? He failed to do it, didn't he? That's right. And what you were afraid that Joe Biden would do to you, he was doing to you and has been doing to you for 5 years. And I'm including the campaign trail, friends, because of all the broken promises. And what we're finding is he knows how to grant clemency to these political criminals and drug dealers and tax evaders, who I'm about to name off right now, but he doesn't know how to drain the swamp, and that's exactly his appeal to the American people. So for those that are still hanging on to the arm of the flesh, the Bible says you're cursed. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. Jeremiah 17:5. I want to give one more shout-out tomorrow. We are in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee right now preaching the gospel. And we preached last night. We're going to be preaching tomorrow morning, January 24th at 10 a.m. We're going to be preaching at the West End Community Center at 5514 Waynesboro Highway. Let me say it again. We're going to be preaching at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee at 5514 Waynesboro Highway. Be there. Love to see you. Love to meet you. Make yourself made known. And, again, I would love to have the opportunity to meet you. I want to get back to this. It's the last half hour. If you want to call in, the lines are open, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You ready for this? I hope you are. The Washington Post reported that Trump and his close aides, including his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, drew up the list during a Sunday meeting in the Oval Office, okay? By the way, the New York Times reported that Ivanka Trump sent the final list to the White House Official Counsel Office for approval, and that the Justice Department's Pardon Office, which typically reviews who is granted executive clemency, was not included in the process. In other words, he operated outside of law. That makes him a transgressor. That makes him a lawbreaker. That makes him a criminal. Now, if you did that, you'd be charged. But when the president does it, he can do what he wants because all of his followers overlook his transgression, right? Again, praise God, they're not the standard Jesus Christ is. Who is pardoned? Well, people on the list included former chief strategist Steve Bannon, he'll be pardoned. Former Mayor Quam Kilpatrick of Detroit, he'll be granted a commutation. Rapper Lil Wayne will be pardoned. Gun possession, he was pardoned. Why? Because he's buddy with old Donald. Okay. Rapper Kodak Black will be granted a commutation. Former RNC finance chair Elliot Brody will be pardoned. In total, the White House announced 73 pardons and 70 commutations in the latest round. Okay. Let's keep going. Numerous people at the center of speculation about pardons and commutations did not appear on the president's final list were Rudy Giuliani, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, and Joe Exotic. Okay? And I can name a whole bunch of political prisoners that are in jail right now for doing absolutely nothing but standing in the gap and making the American people aware of what's happening in their government today. That's why they're in jail. Okay? George Papadopoulos, a former Trump campaign foreign policy aide who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI in the Russian investigation, Donald Trump granted him a pardon. That's crazy. Roger Stone, a Republican strategist who was convicted in Russia investigation of multiple felony counts of making false statements, obstruction, and witness tampering, he was granted by good old Donnie. Okay? Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman who was convicted of 8 counts of tax fraud, bank fraud, and failure to report foreign bank accounts, who pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of justice. Donald Trump gave him a pass. This is the fruit of what I've always told the American people. And he did this over and over and over again. What he promised the American people, he did just the opposite. Americans, is this draining the swamp or is this filling the swamp? Okay, let's go on. Names on the list include Charles Kushner, Jared's father, a former real estate businessman who pleaded guilty in 2005 to 16 counts of tax evasion, one count of retaliating against a federal witness, and one count of lying to the Federal Election Commission. Must be good to be a part of the Trump family, I suppose, for a moment, huh? I wonder how they're going to answer to God on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27. It's not going to fare very well, friends. And the fact of the matter is, if the Christians in this country love God enough to obey him, they would bring that Judgment Day concerning these people in the present, not the afterlife. Former Republican Rep. Steve Stockman, who was convicted of 23 counts of fraud. You heard me right. 23 counts of fraud, money laundering, conspiracy, and false statements. He was granted clemency. I'm not making it up. Former Republican Chris Collins, who pleaded guilty to making false statements to the FBI and conspiring to commit security fraud, he was granted clemency by Donald Trump. Are you guys all paying attention to what's going on here? He's doing the opposite as to what he said he was going to do. You guys also know that he also granted Rod Blagojevich, former governor of the state of Illinois. Donald Trump said that Rod Blagojevich was prosecuted unfairly. Folks, if that's not a revelation of the mind and heart of this president, I'll tell you what, I don't know what can help you. I'm going to go ahead and take some calls here. I got Joe in Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Am I on?
Yeah, you are on.
Okay, I just got a question. I'll hang up. If Donald Trump gave them everything they wanted in the way of the stimulus bill, why are they so on fire to bury him and ruin his future career? I'll hang up.
Thank you. I'm humored by that. It's interesting that totalitarianism operates in such a fashion as to what's played out here. By the way, this whole distraction, the smoke and mirrors of this impeachment going on, it's nothing but smoke and mirrors. It's to distract the people from what they're really doing. They're trying to pass another stimulus bill, just so you know. But it's interesting that that media, that mainstream media that you claim that is attacking Donald Trump and trying to destroy Donald Trump, it's interesting of all the information they withheld from the American people during the time of his criminal tenure concerning his crimes against the people. The media put up Donald Trump as the most pro-life and they put him in a negative light. Well, the fact of the matter is they also told you, if you're paying attention on a later date, friends, that he also added $100 million on top of Obama's $500 million that was funding Planned Parenthood illegally and unconstitutionally in this country. But the media put him up as a pro-lifer, and they dogged him as a pro-lifer. They didn't tell you that he gave them an extra $100 million. What you don't understand, my friend, is the fact that they gave him all the attention that he needed to become the president of the United States of America. See, what you don't understand is these people, the mainstream media, like that of the WWE pro wrestling, they constantly have a bad guy and they constantly have a good guy, and they fill the seats by doing what? They continuously add fuel to the fire. They keep adding to the dispute between the two, and it keeps you going to the screen to see what they're going to give you the same day. If they were really out to get Donald Trump, I'll tell you right now, they would have told you the fruit of Donald Trump. Did you know that Donald Trump gave three times more than Barack Hussein Obama to that of the Muslims in the United States of America? How come they didn't tell you that? How come Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, had to come forward and give you that information? Huh? It's the same media that's using totalitarian methods that's lying to you. There's an underdog, and there's one that is an overcomer. Donald Trump right now is the underdog, and it's really a browbeating upon the American people to show you that if Donald can't do it, neither can you. So open up to the system and understand what totalitarianism is. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty, get that.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, my goodness. If people only understood the Word of God. I got some people talking right now about, you know, it just amazes me how Christians are warring one against another. No, the problem that we're having, brother, is the fact that people that would make a statement like that probably don't know the Word. Jesus said, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace or to bring peace, but a sword. To do what? Let me say this really slow. Truth divides. True from the error, right? Truth divides. Truth, there is no two sides to the truth, friends, okay? The problem is they're not joined together because 90 or 86% that call themselves Christians don't understand the first prerequisite of John 7:17 in knowing the doctrine. We're not all supposed to get along because everybody's getting along. That's the problem we're having in our country right now. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The Bible's clear in 1 Corinthians 1:10 that we're to have the same mind and the same judgment. How are we supposed to have the same mind with those that don't even know the Word of God? You got to think these things through, friend. You really do before you post your comments. Now, this is the final segment, 1-866-582-9933, and I want you to go ahead and give us a call if you have something you want to weigh in on. I don't want to see your little immature comments, some of you folks out there. Call in, set me straight, call me out for who I am and what it is that I've done wrong, And the fact of the matter is, Barb, I just want to say that you're a Christian, and I love President Trump. Let me tell you what, Jesus loves us too, right, through his demonstration, 1 John 3:18. There's going to be a whole lot of people in hell that Jesus loved too, but they rejected God. Isn't that right? Okay, so if you love Donald Trump, then you're going to hold him to the standard of who Jesus Christ is, because the Bible says that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. See the problem that you're having? He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And you just proved my point, because you're holding to Donald Trump and his word in the place of Christ and his word. You're a hypocrite. You're a counterfeit. And this is the reason that I'm here today, is to preach out against hypocrites such as your faith, such as yourself. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And guess what? He's alive forevermore. And then you get these foolish comments like this. I'm going to hold to him no matter what. Hold him all the way to hell. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. And the Bible is clear when it told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Herodians in Mark 8:15. You just keep going on with your bad, defiant self concerning the things of God. It's not going to work well for you, because the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it, and that even means you and your idol, ma'am. And that is the truth. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want you to listen to this, because this is one of those, I can't make it up. Donald Trump said that Rod Blagojevich, I've been highlighting, friends, the treasonous acts of Donald Trump, not only when he just left the People's White House, but he's been doing it for the last 4 years. But what I'm highlighting is the last defiant act against the people that he promised to serve before leaving the People's White House just last week. Now, I read off the COVID-19 relief bill that had little to do with this pandemic COVID-19. It had everything in the world to do with Donald Trump signing a bill. Pelosi didn't sign the bill. Donald Trump signed the bill. Biden didn't propose the bill. Donald Trump signed the bill. He could have vetoed it, but he didn't. Okay? Just want to make clear. I showed you during the first hour the money of the taxpayers that he reallocated to our sworn enemy. You can go online and check out everything I'm telling you. It's all there. Then I began to share with you that he also granted clemency to more political criminals. And what he promised the American people is that he would drain the swamp in making America great again. He promised to bring in the rule of law, and he did just the exact opposite his whole tenure. Just the fact, the truth be known. One of the people that came up that Donald Trump actually granted clemency to was Governor Rod Blagojevich. Now, I want you to listen to this, because Donald Trump said that Blagojevich was prosecuted unfairly. Okay, you ready for this? Rod Blagojevich, former governor of Illinois, was convicted of 18 crimes, including attempted extortion from campaign contributors, corrupt solicitation of funds, wire fraud, lying to federal investigators, and most notably, Blagojevich was found guilty of trying to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat for personal gain. Commuting Blagojevich's sentence would be unwise, not only on the merits, but also a matter of politics, reported the Federalist. Okay? Opinions on Blagojevich are often based on incomplete understanding of the evidence against him and the relevant law. The case against Blagojevich, reported the Federalist, is far too voluminous for a single column. A brief recap will highlight some aspects not widely discussed outside. He lied to federal investigators. Okay? He lied to federal investigators. Blagojevich was found guilty of three corrupt schemes. The first best-known scheme involved Blagojevich's appointment of a U.S. senator to replace the incoming President Obama. Okay? And the list goes on. Blagojevich was going to sell Obama's seat for $10 million. I'm not making this up. And Donald Trump said, which is a revelation of the corruption that goes on in his corrupt heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, but it also includes his reprobate mind that's at war with God. This is a revelation of the mind and heart of Donald Trump to say that Blagojevich was prosecuted unfairly. But he did it anyway. I guess to some people in this country, this is how you make America great again. And again, you can't make this up. I got Steve calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Steve. What say you, my friend?
Well, I find it interesting because you've been read all along about this, and I've never come out and said it to you. You know, I didn't necessarily disagree with you, but sometimes I was always like, man, that's, you know, what you said was pretty harsh. But I always had to admit it because I always said, you know, to myself, it's like, well, what are the facts show? And the thing about Trump here is, if you're in a battle, the people, you don't look at the uniforms because that doesn't necessarily prove who the traitors is or who the traitors aren't, because the traitor's always going to put the uniform that you have on, but you're going to see if he helps your side or helps their side. And for Trump to say he cares about fair elections and then he pardons a guy that was selling a Senate seat, that's about as far away from a fair election you can get. And how could he be any more hypocritical than saying he was wrong, but then he turns around and pardons the guy that wronged everybody else?
That's right. Here's the point I want to make really quick because we got 2 minutes left. Donald Trump is not the problem. The problem is the people that follow Donald Trump. They're the ones supporting Donald Trump. This is a reflection of the American people is all it is, and their idolatry. And what I'm doing is merely exposing, again, showing the American people the fruit of this corrupt administration. Also, remember, Steve, on his way out, during this whole presidential debate, this little show in the circus of politics between the two clowns that were presented to the American people, it's interesting how he kept calling Joe Biden a traitor, and he was guilty of the act of treason. And then on the way out, he wished him good luck, Steve. You can't make this up.
Trump took an oath to uphold the Constitution. So if Biden was a traitor to fulfill Trump's duty, he had a duty to rein him in and do something, but he didn't.
Article 2, Section 3, that's exactly right. And that is the nail that I keep pounding here, my friend, is the fact that he didn't do what he promised he would do. I got about a minute and a half, Polly, from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, I so second what the last caller just said. And I think what it is not Trump is the problem. It's the followers of him. And people are in love with they admire the image of Trump. Trump kept the emergency going the whole time. He kept the national public health emergency going. It gave the way for the governors to keep this tyranny on us. He pulled our money out of the UN, but gave it to Gavi, I heard. And then there's what you say, it's so true. It's us not being vigilant. And we should have drained the swamp long ago. No one.
That's exactly right. Thank you for the call, Polly. Love you by what we do. Cross-check everything that I just showed you, all of you idolaters. Love you, too. First John 3:18. See ya.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.